What's up, podcast? First and foremost, I hope you guys are having an awesome day, whether it be the morning, afternoon, or evening when you guys are listening to this. Regardless of what time, I hope your day is going amazing and hope it only gets better from here and hope you're killing it and getting everything you want done today. But if you guys could do a real quick favor for me, just share this podcast. It would mean the world to me. I know it doesn't seem like much to you guys, but it definitely does help me out a lot. So if you guys could do that, that would be amazing. And I hope you guys enjoy this episode. Happy Sunday, everybody. I'm excited when Sundays all come around because tomorrow's Monday. And, you know, that just means that it's a new week. So a lot of people actually hate Mondays. Don't know why people hate Mondays. It's like the start of something new. You can, if you didn't get what you wanted to have done last week, you can think about it and be like, you know what, this week is the week. This is the time that I'm going to change my life around this week, and it starts tomorrow. So I hope you guys are having an awesome Sunday, and more importantly, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there, especially my dad. God bless his soul. He is just such a kind man, and I very much inspire to be like him when I get older. And he has raised me definitely the right way. He is just so great to me, and just one of the most amazing role models, if not the greatest role model I have ever had and ever witnessed in my life. It's just amazing. So anyway, on the topic of Father's Day, what we're actually going to talk about today is, you know, stories of my father. So, my father, growing up, he grew up in an area where it was kind of like a fight on your block. Like, growing up, you know, like, people would be, like, repping their blocks and everything like that, and my dad came from Eastern European background, so, you know, my dad's dad was pretty tough on him and raised him pretty strictly. Like, he didn't take any shit or anything like that, and that definitely rubbed off on my dad. From the stories I hear, he kind of had, like, he's a very gentle guy, except if you really went after stuff that's important to him, so he was very defensive in a way, and I think that's really cool. He's never been a very aggressive guy, but I definitely wouldn't want to cross paths with him if he was upset, because he can be definitely scary sometimes. If anybody's actually met my father, then they definitely know what I'm talking about. Anyways, I'm going to share with you guys a quick little story of exactly what my dad is like. So we were at a soccer game. It was a Toronto FC versus the Celtics game. It wasn't Toronto FC. It was Benfica FC at the Toronto Stadium. And we went to see it, and, you know, we went with some of our friends, like our family friends, who were Portuguese. So obviously they were cheering for Benfica, and then we met with a bunch of the Irish people. They were cheering for the Celtics. And, you know, after the game, Benfica actually ended up winning. And as we were walking back to the car, a little background information on my dad before we actually get into the story. He used to teach a martial art called Kenpo, which is Olympic wrestling, actually. So, not sure, like, really what it entails, but definitely has to do with a lot of the nerves in the nervous system and, like, all the pressure points and everything like that, and how to really get people down if you're severely outmatched. So anyways, that's kind of what happens in this story. So what happens is we are walking out of the stadium, you know, we're going back to our bus, everything is fine. You know, I got a corn dog in my hand. I'm fucking happy. I'm ecstatic. I got this great ass corn dog. You know, I got that ketchup, got that mustard, you know, that great, great stuff. And we're walking back with the group of people that we went in with, and it was crazy. There was a group of, like, Celtics fans and, you know, obviously soccer fans, they're batshit crazy. So they end up beefing each other, right? And people start, like, you know, cussing at each other, saying a bunch of stuff that, you know, they really shouldn't, really, to get under people's skin. And you know, it kind of sets each other off. And then my dad, he's trying to pull back some of the people that were on our bus to get us on the bus, because, you know, he's just not trying to do anything, you know, he just wants to get, I'm there, you know, I'm a little kid at this point, like, I'm like 11, 12, maybe, and, you know, there are other kids with us, like, and, you know, some of the other fathers are getting into it, and he's just trying to pull them back and just being like, hey, man, like, listen, like, we can't be doing this right now. Our kids are right there. Let's at least get them on the bus first. So anyway, while my dad's telling me to get my ass on the bus, this motherfucker, let me tell you something. This guy comes out of nowhere and was going from behind. Like, I don't know what this guy was trying to do. He was, like, trying to, like, flank somebody. It was crazy. It was the craziest shit. Like, this guy was, like, I don't know. This guy thought that he was in, like, some sort of battlefield reenactment. This guy was, like, trying to flank somebody. It was crazy. So he's coming around, and as he's, like, running, like, it was, like, kind of like a half, like, fast walk, half jog. Like, it was weird. So as this kid was coming, and my dad was, like, pushing me to the car and stuff like that and telling me to get to that bus, he smacks the shit out of my corn dog. I was like, all right, man, like, that's just fucked up. So at that point, like, I was like, all right, so this is, like, serious. Like, they don't care that I'm, like, you know, 11 or 12. Like, I'm with this, my dad's good friend's daughter, who is, 2 years younger than I am, a year younger than I am. So she's still younger than me, and she's crying. She doesn't know what's going on. I'm like, okay, we got to get back to the bus. So we start running to the bus. You know, corn dog has been knocked out of my hand. I'm pretty cheesed. Get on the bus, trying to calm her down. So while this is transpiring, my dad told me this story, like, after all this had happened, like, a couple years after this had happened, because he didn't want me to worry about him. So these Celtics fans, if anybody knows anybody who's Portuguese, like, they're not very big, you know? Like, they're not the biggest people around, you know? Pretty small. Like, my dad's friend was fairly small. All these other guys were fairly small. My dad's a pretty big guy, but definitely not like a behemoth or anything like that, you know what I mean? So what ends up happening is this guy, he starts going after my dad's friend, and my dad steps in between them, and he ends up grabbing his wrist. And I don't know if you know Kemp Hope. You guys can look it up. There's a technique in which you grab somebody by, like, you wrap your arm around their elbow if you can, because this guy was much bigger than my dad. And if you put a lot of pressure on the wrist, you can snap it with not too many pounds of pressure and force. It's actually crazy. Like, my dad was, like, showing me how to do it, and honestly, I did anything that he said as soon as he put the pressure on, because it was so painful. So my dad ended up getting this guy off of my dad's friend while he was headlocking my dad's friend. So he holds his wrist and he says, hey, listen, you better let go of my friend right now, or else this is gonna get way worse for you. And so the guy's like, doesn't really listen, and my dad starts adding pressure, and he's like, are you sure you want to do this? And then he starts, like, you know, he starts standing up because it is in so much pain, he doesn't want his wrist to be broken. And he's walking over, and he's like, you take your friends that way, we're going to go this way, back to the bus. And as he's doing this, he's like, I'm going to let go, and you're going to let go at the exact same time that I do, and we're just going to walk away. And that is exactly what happened, because this guy did not want his wrist broken, I tell you that much. So just little stories like that, like, it's crazy. He comes back on the bus, and, you know, the Portuguese are, like, celebrating and everything like that. They're like, oh, yeah, we won the game, and we won this, and we won that. Like, they didn't stand a chance in that fight. And my dad just sitting there like, yeah, right. Like, if I wasn't there, you guys would have been in so much trouble. But anyways, that's the kind of person that my dad is. You know, he's not, like, really an aggressive person, but he is definitely defensive in a way that if you're trying to hurt somebody that's dear to him, like, you know, you're barking up the wrong tree. That's definitely for sure. And I think that's really funny. And I think that's a really cool story to share of him. And that's what I mean. That's one of the characteristics that actually I have. I'm not a very aggressive guy, but, you know, if you're going after somebody that, you know, I genuinely like or care about, then, you know, we're going to have an issue. Another story that's actually about my father's father, so my grandpa. He was a Eastern European guy, and this is what I mean. Like, the characteristics that my dad and my grandfather have are actually just hilarious. They're just the kindest people, the gentlest souls. And so what happened was, when my mom and my dad were going shopping, they were going shopping with my grandfather and my grandma, And they were going through the store, and, you know, my mom was like, "Oh, I really like this dress, you know, but it's too expensive. I can't afford it." So I end up walking away. But my grandpa, he takes note of that. And, you know, he's an Eastern European guy, like really old school, you know, didn't really say that much, but was really a family-oriented guy from what I remember. Unfortunately, he passed away, rest in peace, when I was 6 or 7 years old. But anyways, he was a great guy, and he took note of that, and he ends up going into that store with the dress, and he purchases it for my mom. he walks out, and he's like, "I bought it for you." And it's the funniest story, because my mom was just like, "Oh my God, like, this is ridiculous." They weren't even like married or engaged or at this point. I think my mom and my dad were just dating. It was just absolutely hilarious hearing that story and hearing like how much my grandfather would actually go and how much my dad would go for the lengths of like the people that they love. It's absolutely hysterical. It's a really cool story to hear from my parents' perspective and hear from them. I think it's really awesome. Which brings me to a story of my jiddo. So, my jiddo, it's grandfather in Arabic. My jiddo, what he would do for myself is he would walk with our little red wheelbarrow. Not wheelbarrow, what am I saying? Like a little wagon, that's what I mean to say. It had like this picket fence, like red wagon thing going on. It was just, you know, just a simple four wheel kind of thing. And he would put all of myself and my cousins in it, and he would just walk up and down the street, because, you know, we just loved it. And that's even though my grandfather, he was like relatively old, you know, had 5 daughters, so, you know, a lot of wear and tear with that, because my mom was a tyrant. Sorry, mom. But yeah, he would walk up and down the street in our little red wagon, and we would loved it. Like, we just adored it. And that's the kind of person that I aspire to be as well. You know, just one of those people who really, really cares about his family and would do lots of stuff for them to see them smile and make them happy. So yeah, my dad, just overall a great person. There was this one time I ended up actually getting into some trouble at my high school. It was definitely unfair of what happened to me. So here's what happened. I was away at a funeral, and, you know, we have this place called the cafeteria. We go there and eat all the time. And, you know, that's like every other high school, so I don't know why I gave you a description of that. But on the far side where all the doors are, there's like a bunch of tables. That's where my friends and I sat all the time. Like, you know, just a big group of us. We're just having fun. We just shoot the shit. So anyway, so I'm away at a funeral one day, and I come back and I try to go at lunchtime to sit in my seat, you know, just doing what I regularly do at school. And then the security guard or commissioner of the school was like, "Hey, what's your name?" And I was like, "Well, I told him my name." And he's like, "Yeah, you're not on the list." And I was like, "What? Like, what list? That doesn't even make sense. What list are you talking about?" And he's like, "Yeah, I made a list of people who can sit here, and you're not on it." And I was like, I looked this guy dead in the eye. I was like, "Are you fucking serious? Like, what a joke. Like, are you kidding me? Like, what kind of shit is that? That doesn't even make sense. Like, what, you're gonna like segregate people and not let them sit here? Like why? It doesn't even make sense." And I told him straight to his face, I was like, "When did you make this list? Like, this is just bullshit." And he said, "Oh, I made it yesterday." And I was like, okay, well, here's the thing. I was gone away at a funeral yesterday. So, you know, I'm not going to move because you're going to be a fucking gatekeeper for this stupid table. I'm not moving. Like, I felt like Rosa Parks. Honestly, I felt empowered. I felt like Rosa Parks right now. I was like, "Nah, I'm not moving. Like, this is just batshit crazy. This is just the stupidest thing ever." And he's like, you know, we're bickering back and forth, and he's like, "This is your last chance. You know, I'm going to call the principal or whatever, the VP. And I was like, "Fucking call him, do it." So calls him over, VP comes up to me. He says, hey, like, there's an issue. Like, you're not allowed to sit here. And I was like, bullshit, I'm not allowed to sit here. I'm not allowed to sit wherever I want. And he's like, okay, well, either I can suspend you right now on the spot and we're actually going to have to remove you from the premises, or you can come with me to my office and, like, we'll talk about this. And I was like, and I look at this commissioner, Denier, and I was like, you haven't won this game yet. And as I'm walking out, you know, I did something stupid, and I was like, and I turned around and I told him, you know, F off, you know, that was really stupid of me. So we get into the VP's office, and, you know, I'm sitting there, and I'm explaining to this guy, I'm like, listen, this is just absolutely horseshit, how I left. I was at a funeral one day, and this guy creates a list, and now is delegating who can sit where or whatnot, like, what kind of school is this, like, that's ridiculous, trying to tell me to get out, like, that just doesn't even make sense. So they're like, okay, so here's what we're gonna do, we're gonna suspend you for 2 weeks. And I was like, what? I was like, that doesn't even make any fucking sense. For what? What are you going to suspend me for? Like, sitting down? Like, that doesn't even make sense. So, he's like, well, like, I don't mean, like, from school. And I was like, oh, whew, thank God. He's like, yeah, we're just going to suspend you from the CAF for 2 weeks. And I was like, man, like, what do you mean you're going to suspend me from the CAF for 2 weeks? He's like, yeah, you said some really mean stuff to the commissioner. And I was like, all right, this is, at this point, I've had it. I was about to lose it on the VP. I was about to throw some shit around, even though I really wasn't. I'm not that kind of person. But I was like, okay, this is ridiculous. You know, get my dad in here, like, right now. Like, I need you to call my dad. So he calls my dad, and he's talking on the phone. And this is how I imagine the conversation going down, because I know my dad, and after I talked with him, he confirmed it, and I was correct. He calls my dad, and he's like, hey, we have your son in the office right now. And, you know, my dad's like, okay, like, what's wrong? What'd he do? Is he okay? That's his first instinct, you know, is he okay? He's like, yep, your son is fine. We just ran into a bit of a problem here, an issue with the commissioner and him in the cafeteria. Would like you to come down here as soon as possible. And he's like, well, tell me, like, what's going on? Like, I'm at work right now. So he tells him the story, and my dad starts laughing. And he's like, are you fucking serious? What kind of a joke is that? You're going to suspend my son from the CAF for a week for, you know, sitting down? So he's like, this is okay, I'm going to come into the school right now, and we're going to have a chat. So my dad comes into the school, and tells me to get out of the office of the VP. And he, to this day, I still have no idea, like, the conversation that transpired with him and the VP, because he has not told me. He told me the gist of it with very minimal details. And he says, he comes in, he tells me to get out of there. And he says to me after, hey, Josh, don't worry about it. You're not suspended from the CAF anymore. And I'm like, really? Like, what'd you say? Like, and he's like, oh, don't worry about it. Like, just because this guy is some sort of gatekeeper at this table, oh, don't worry. Like, we'll get him moved, and we'll get him removed, and all this stuff. And I'm like, wow, like, that's my dad right there. I'm like, this is awesome. Like, I would love to have this guy on my team anytime that there's an issue. Like, this guy just came in and solved it, like, instantly. So anyways, that next year, the commissioner was actually no longer there. We got a new commissioner, or technically the old commissioner. And I was just like, wow, like, this guy, like, did all that in, like, a span of, like, 10 minutes for me. Like, I don't know what he said. Like, I just imagine it, like, his Eastern European, like, came out, and he was very, very serious, and he was like, listen, I'm not about to do this. Sorry, I have the hiccups. He was like, listen, I'm not about to do this. Like, we're not going to sit here and play this stupid fucking game. We're going to get this shit done. So anyways, that's just the kind of person my dad is. Like, although I might, like, all my stories kind of make him seem like he's, like, a bad guy, but he's definitely not. Like, he really isn't. He's, like, honestly one of the best people ever. And yeah, so that's the story of my dad. Another story just of what he would do for the people that he loves. He'll get shit done. But he's also the most caring and selfless guy that I have ever met, and I really do aspire to be him. And it's really awesome to have a dad like that. And I'm just grateful from the bottom of my heart that he is my father, and that I get to spend a bunch of time with him, which is amazing. Anyways, Thank you guys for listening into the podcast. I think I'm going to cut it here. But anyways, I hope you guys are having an awesome day. Like I said at the beginning, happy Father's Day to all the fathers out there. You guys definitely kill it for everybody. You guys really are something amazing. And, you know, especially my dad, he's just one of a kind. So thank you guys for being you. Thank you guys for, you know, helping us out in times of trouble when we're hurt. And thank you for teaching us how to be good human beings, because that's what you guys are. You guys are just the greatest. And I know some dads out there, they're not, but I really hope everybody ends up finding somebody that is like my dad and can look up to them like a father figure. I think that's really cool that I have a dad like that. And anyways, more stories of my dad will definitely come in the future. More stories of myself. Gonna try and get some interviews with people on here, so stay tuned for the podcast. I'm gonna start trying to upload like maybe twice a week. But anyways, I hope you guys enjoyed the first podcast. Really had a fun time talking with you guys. I know I kind of got off on a bunch of tangents, but really hope that you guys enjoyed. Hope to see you guys in the next pod, and yeah, that's it. See ya.